Jesus Christ, thank you for noticing the work that we do to stay in your grace. Amen.
L'chaim.
Woot!
Is that your new one?
It's everybody's new one.
Yes.
Word of the year. Woot!
Is that official?
W00T. Mm-hmm. It's official Merriam-Webster Dictionary 2007's Word of the Year. Woot!
It's meant to imply... What?
Did that's Lowell, so...
Was Lowell's the word of the year last year?
Right. Lowell's, that so right. says where our Come life on. Is going. I had to explain the word lolicopter to my brother the other day.
Lolicopter means that the lols, because you can lol. You can lols.
Laugh out loud, of course.
I don't even get all that type. It's very internet. I just lols. But you can lols. Something can be lols. You can have a lols time. But when you have a lolicopter, that means it is so funny that it just builds up inside of you and flies out. Just lolicopter.
Because you know what I'm thinking? I thought like maybe... You're so lolling
that you sort of spin yourself into it. Yes, that's what it is. It's an
Your
overwhelming
arms are
lol.
Flailing.
Yes, it's a high level lol.
And amazing. I also saw.
You know how I'm sorry. You know how I described it? I'm like, oh fuck, I gotta describe this. I don't know. So I just wrote lol, lols, lols with a Z, lolling, lolicopter. And he's like, wait, can you explain it? No, I can't. I don't know. It's not a real word.
Good, gooder, goodest.
This is, your brother doesn't want to seem dumb when he's lolling
yeah,
with Z's.
Yeah, when he's lolling, yeah.
Did you tell him about the lolicost?
Lolicost isn't used often.
No, but...
It has to be out of control.
That's when you're dying laughing.
Yes, lolicost.
Yeah, expect woots among hardcore online game enthusiasts when they learn that they invented the Merriam-Webster's Word of the Year. Woot, a hybrid of letters and numbers, is used by gamers as an explanation of happiness or triumph. It topped all other terms in the Springfield-based dictionary published online poll for the word that best sums up 2007.
See, I think it shouldn't be in Webster's dictionary. I really don't. I really think that there should be like
a
separate slang. Like Webster's
well,
can come
Urban
out.
Dictionary. You
That's
can always
fine.
Use that for that.
But even Webster's, they can come out with a separate
right.
dictionary and put the
or
woot
like
in
a,
there and the lols
of,
in there.
Of the century kind of
yeah,
idea.
But...
Like,
this?
The real dictionary?
That means it's a real word now.
If that's
with
the case,
zeros.
I'm pushing for hearts for 2008 to be the word of the year.
Yes. Well, let's get it going.
Hearts. When we send orders from the Keith and the Girl store overseas, and you're like, come on, there's no place named this. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right, right.
Do you think it started with like computers over there or something? You know what I mean, like, you guys use, like, symbols and zeros.
The
and
best is the ones we sent to, like, Sweden or something. They have,
like,
dots
they have
over
the
their
lines
thing.
Through the O's and all kinds of
Ten syllables
and...
for a road.
Oh, my God. Their name is, like, 20 letters long.
I love the postal codes. That's so awesome.
I feel like I'm doing it wrong, and also I don't have those letters in my keyboard. And
I
I'm not writing
this.
It out.
Ah, hell.
Also, on our website, by the way, because I got stuck there for a little bit. Make sure you check out under Extra Shite, Funny Pictures.
There's funny pictures.
Oh, it's the regular stuff that you see all over the web, but they have it nicely condensed in one thing.
Nice.
This kid does a school paper, and he has to figure out the properties of a side of a triangle. If this is 4 inches and this is 2 inches, find X. And he circles X and points an arrow to it and right, here's it is. Here it is. Here's X. That is hilarious to me.
Oh, hi.
Here's X.
See,
I found
dollars
it.
Dollars at work.
Yeah. And then the teacher writes, see me. Remember that? You ever get that in school?
Yes.
See me.
See me.
And then you try not to see them, and sometimes they forget, but sometimes they do.
Yeah.
Didn't you have a note on your thing? And then there's the pictures that, there's so many, but the picture I just saw was the one that, it's this girl's high school, what she plans on doing with her life. She wants to be a high school teacher or a lawyer, and the best advice she can give to the next class is to always tough it out and do your best. You're determined you're going to make a difference in the world. All around are pictures of her getting cum all over her face, her tits, taking the ass, taking it in the mouth.
Where is that from?
What?
Yeah. It's somebody that recognized her from her high school days.
Ah, okay,
and
okay.
And put her
okay.
dreams and aspirations.
It was worked together.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Wait, this is under Extra Chat on the forums,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's all over the internet, but there's a nice collection of like 100 or so pages of the funniest things I've ever seen.
More than anything, I would love to do a documentary on all the people that I went to junior high school with and see what they're doing now. Like, who's in jail for murder? Because someone is by now, just by like the law, like odds. Someone's a porn
right.
star, someone's a stripper.
Well, that's why you go to reunions, but those guys don't go.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're a porn star, well, if you're a porn star, you might go because
you're
very, porn stars are very proud of sucking cock.
I'm a porn star. There was a sixth grade reunion, but I didn't go.
Sixth grade. What are they up to now?
You know, the girl who organized it, I really just had a feeling that that's when she fucking peaked. So that's why she decided, I'm going to go back to the good. Because really, who's the loser at the sixth grade reunion? Like, it's when you get into high school and you don't have a career. Like, I went on. I graduated high school. So you won already, but...
Gray does remind me that I think it was a couple years ago, and I don't think that long ago, because we might have talked about it on the show, Bootylicious, I believe, honestly, was a word.
Yes, yes.
Right?
And I think that went in, like, the year the song came out.
And then last year, I think, was Colbert's Truthiness.
I remember something with truthiness.
We talked about that. Last year, we talked about the words that got into the dictionary.
That's so temporary as far as pop culture words.
But I see this thing. There was the lolcats. You know about the lolcats?
The lolcats make Spooky mad.
I get everything. Do they? I get everything. I think he wants to have a serious discussion. Somebody throws out a lolcat. And you'll see it on this thread, too. KeithandTheGirl.com/forums. A bunch of them in a row.
Right.
And they're hilarious. And
I like them.
They're cats. And whatever, they're not, you assume the cat is in Photoshop and that it's really making a real cat-like expression. But people write, like a child, what the cat is saying.
Yes.
You know, a big fat cat looking with pleading eyes. Can I has more cake is a popular one.
Right, mm-hmm.
And I think that's hilarious. Well, now there seems to be this new thing of animation on the internet where they take a real porn scene and draw clothes over it. It's obviously drawn to make it not a disgusting scene. A picture, for example, is a guy that's obviously putting his dick in between two chicks' mouths. It's photoshopped on top, so it looks like he's running an ice cream stand, and the two girls are kids, and they're sharing an ice cream cone. And this stuff is just hilarious, and all this is new to me. So that means it probably happened 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But it's hilarious.
I like when they compile the stuff on the forums, because I'm not up on the cat thing.
I'm not
going
to go looking for it. The cat thing, I like the one where they cross it with the Post Secret, so it's the fat cat. But then it'll say, I is on the Atkins. I cannot lose weight. It'll be like the cat telling a secret. That's even better.
Right.
They also compile on the forums. I think I talked about this last week, but... the cameras that we have, KeithandTheGirl.com/support, they take screenshots
of people. The creepiest
people
or something like that,
I love it. I've seen a little too many penises in that thread.
Yeah,
but a lot
of old dudes with dicks out.
Yeah, but the latest one, this one woman, she looks like the most white trash of white trash. Cigarette in mouth, topless, and just sitting like nobody's watched. You know, like
just
you're
just hunched
about,
over with the titties in the lap.
With the titties, yeah, in the lap, but on her nipples, covering her nipples, is a... What, those bows that
pasties?
You put on top of presents?
Scoozy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you just stare at the picture like, this is so perfect.
That would be
mesmerizing.
I don't even think, okay.
It's so great, and I just I had to write on that thread. Like,
that
you guys
is awesome.
Are so amazing. They collect the most awesome.
Yes.
I'm going to post some of
that's
these
Christmas.
On the all episodes thing just to give
Anytime
you guys a
Anytime
I've
taste. Gone into that thread, it's like older pasty white guys just ass naked.
But they're getting more creative about it. It's really good.
Beth is saying, my partner in high school math class was Miss November 2002 in Playboy.
Oh, wow.
Not bad.
I want to hear stuff like
that.
I had a murderer.
Who was the murderer?
In my class.
Did you mention the murderer before?
I did. He killed, drunk driving, he killed this girl that we went to school with also.
Oof.
And then goes to jail. Is in there for a while, gets out on a furlough. That's when you're allowed to go to work, but you know, your boss signs you in and out, and you got to come right back. But he could take his car.
Right.
Drunk driving again. Kills another person.
Kills another person.
Yeah. Two times.
Wow.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Was he a good guy? Seriously.
He was a nice enough guy. He wasn't a bully, but he was definitely a badass.
He just really had a drinking problem.
He's the one that was in the back of the bus the day that introduced the whole school to Appetite for Destruction. He's the one playing the boombox in the back.
Right.
But in no way was he really a bully. But you knew he was badass.
But of all the guys, like, it's not surprising that if you had to pick a guy, it's
him. It makes sense.
He didn't come to the reunion, may I point out.
No, he didn't.
He didn't have any more furloughs.
No, he wasn't allowed. Yeah.
Have the catch up.
Sorry.
How's he going to get
two
there?
Murders?
Drive?
You're pretty much still in jail.
Oh, yeah. He's probably in jail, right? We should have visited him.
That would have been more fun.
Yeah.
If there was a couple people, I'd visit them all. I'd
take them a rum cake.
There's got to be at least three for my time.
Nice.
You went to jail.
I would check them out.
There was, there was the girl. No, she didn't make it out of high school, but that doesn't count. There was a girl that was killed in high school by her brother's boyfriend. She was shot execution style sophomore year.
In your
year.
School?
Yeah, sophomore year of high school. And we actually had an appointment to have a fight in junior high that never happened.
I remember those appointments.
You and her?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
But it was one of those appointments that was so covert that we had to actually be told about it, that we didn't like each other and that we would have an appointment. And we sort of like, did you make an appointment for us to fight? No, I didn't make it. But yeah. And I let her borrow my Aladdin CD. I never got that back before she died.
Crescent Roll is saying, does badass equal white trash? There's badass everything. It happened to be white trash badass. That's pretty badass. I'd take that over a lot of different race badass. I'll take white trash badass. I like them.
Well, Indian badass isn't really the most
right.
badass.
Right.
Badass.
What do you do? You
no, that's an interesting badass because they have to put work on it.
Well, their version of badass is spelling woot with like O's instead of zeros, or maybe they created the zeros instead of O's. And
I'm gonna
like,
write
look
it
at
all
me.
In lowercase.
Yeah, or they actually write it in ones and zeros, and their shit spells woot.
You were saying about scheduling fights. I remember these two guys were gonna fake a fight, and it had to do with the chick somehow. And they were gonna act like a fight, and they like during lunch they snuck out. You know, we weren't allowed to leave. They snuck out and orchestrated this fight. Like, I'm gonna throw you on top of the car. I'm gonna hit your hair. This and that. So at the end of school, you know, the whole school knows the fight's scheduled. They come out. It happens. The guy picks him up, throws him on top of the car,
and he gets mad.
Another
right?
Another guy sees it, runs over, and starts beating the fuck out of one of them.
What?
It's like no, we played. No,
wait,
no.
But he just picks a guy. But
it was probably a friend or
yeah,
somebody.
Yeah, it was a friend
right?
that didn't get the word. Aww. Yeah,
he didn't get to know that this was orchestrated. That's awesome. Fight. Hey, it's my turn.
Wow. Aww.
Those are the days.
But then did everybody try to pull him off, or was like, well, I guess it's really a fight now?
And then it became a fight. Sure.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Terrible. I remember like there was a point in my life I think where I just pretended I was badass and. I tried to pick fights.
I pretended,
but
I never got challenged, so I didn't really have to ever prove anything.
It doesn't really work. I maybe pushed a couple girls or something, and they started crying, and I was like,
well,
but we didn't do anything yet.
I was pretty much the only black kid, so it got assumed at a certain point I was just attitude-y. I didn't have to actually do anything or talk.
Aww, or... that's foul.
Yes, I have. I will snap my neck at you. I'm not right now, but I so could.
I think my lack of emotions as a younger person... Like, my best friend used to be like, well, so-and-so is scared of you. And I'm like, I'm such a nice person. Because I was really like, okay, I went through, it's like maybe a year, maybe even just a summer, because I was so bored in summer camp because it was indoor summer camp.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, so I was just kind of like, well, who's going to, like, somebody do something. Let's go in the pool. Let's do something. So maybe it was just for a summer. But other than that, I was a nice person, but I didn't know how to express any emotion, like, at all. Mm-hmm. At all. Like, not you look nice, not, like, nice things about anything. And so my best friend would tell me, like, you know, people are just scared of you. They think you don't like them. I'm like, that's supposed to be a really good friend of mine. What am I doing? It's just that thing that I talk about, like, how Keith stares at me when I'm upset. I just used to stare, like, no, I'm telling you nice things. Like, that's so queer.
You girls ever really have a fight in school?
No.
I'd have to think.
I don't like getting hit. I have an actual thing about it. Like, I don't...
That's my thing.
No, like, when people are playing and they'll, like, play punch you, I've never even play fight it. Like, physically, I can't compute being
I more
hit.
Fought with boys, so I didn't really get hit. Like, it was... I
not
scratched
wrestled
them.
Wrestled with boys. Yeah, that actually got in trouble for that once, but no.
I used to fight with the next door neighbor until we started blowing each other.
Nice.
my fights...
So that was just foreplay.
Yeah.
So.
My fights with dudes looking backwards as fights. Or were they? I didn't get the hints.
We were ramping up.
I remember once having a fight, like, in the gym, and fighting somebody that was talking shit about some girl I know, and I ended up, like, hitting them with my knee a bunch of times, so I had blood on my pants. I was wearing those pants so proudly. You know how girls get their fingernails done or get a ring and they start touching things all weird just to show off their nails?
Knocking your knee up on things?
I couldn't quit folding one knee over the other leg. You know, I'm like, you know, I'm just showing off. Like, there's blood. Ask me about the story.
Name tag. Ask me about blood.
How did he bleed on your knee?
With his face.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn it.
That was crazy.
That's how dudes do it.
Oh, wow.
And it was. Crescent Roll saying bloody hammer pants? Absolutely. Absolutely. It
was those Z Cavaricci's dirty.
It really was. There's no way we were hip in any way, our family, but my mom, I guess I saw them at a garage sale, and they were like the bulky type pants. How do you describe it? The
pleated.
Pleated. The snap was one of those two snaps. Like, you would put in the under snap and then snap the two snaps over that.
Okay.
Almost like
that
girls'
called?
Pants.
Yeah, yeah.
At awesome. And yeah, I did. I had the The Bloody Hammer pants.
Nice. Those are the Z Cavaricci style with the pleats on the top and then they taper leg.
I only had the fake Z Cavaricci's because those were expensive.
I had cross colors, but they weren't cross colors. They were just in the same colors as cross
colors. Ghetto.
My mother knew the bargains when she found them.
Are we wearing something as a society now that people are going to look back and think is ridiculous?
The guys in the tight pants again.
The capri pants, right?
Not that no. Fully...
The guys wearing girls' pants.
Okay.
You've seen those. You hate it.
Yeah, I hate it.
The guys that are 6'2 in low rise.
But
slim.
That's not everybody. Did everybody? Now, I didn't. We didn't have money. But did everybody dress that 80s style with the like fresh prints? Yeah. Did everybody dress like that?
You did too. You just didn't realize it to the degree. But you did. If you had a picture of that time, you dressed 80s, but it just wasn't like, you know, 80s to the max. Mm-hmm. It was still that style because that's what the stores were having.
I had a really strong Madonna, like, borderline phase.
I wanted that.
With the bracelets.
The bracelets,
and then the leggings with the giant sweater.
I had that, yes.
But that transcended into being a Debbie Gibson thing with the belt on top of the sweater. I had the hat. I got the hat for one Christmas.
I couldn't wear hats.
It was a Debbie. Oh, I couldn't either, but I wore it. With the waterfall bang, like, what's up? Yeah.
DJ Trashy, I'll change this up for him a little bit. I was kneeing that guy in the face. It's hammer time.
Nice.
Whistler saying I went to school with Catherine Zeta-Jones, and she was a bitch back then.
I could imagine.
Isn't she still, though?
She's
isn't
a bit
she
of
known
a twat.
As a
yes.
bitch?
She's a bit of a twat. I'm on this guy's email list. Let me ask you this, Patrice. Tell me what you think about this. Both of you, of course. But Bones Rodriguez wrote this and said to
everyone.
Mm-hmm, right. To everyone, but especially to the rappers of the world. Usually his emails are very whimsical.
Okay.
No offense, Bones. Really nothing to him.
Whimsical.
This
nice.
One is pretty deep.
They're a bit airy.
To everyone, but especially to the rappers of the world. I get it. It rhymes with trigger, bigger, and figure, as in I figure we'll go have lunch, Margaret. I had heard it a few times when I was younger and knew that it wasn't to be said, knew it wasn't to be heard, and constantly wasn't to be put to music. So what happened? I freely admit that not everyone feels the same way I do about the N-word. And in the comedy world, in looking for a punchline, one might forget the murder, dismemberment, rape, torture, attempted genocide, drownings, brandings, whippings, tear gassings, church bombings, baby manglings, animal attacks, mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual evils committed by people with the N-word on their lips.
Boy, you're really bringing rap music down, man. Hip-hop, I mean, I bounce to that shit.
All he wants to do is it's hot in here and take all his clothes off.
Right.
Why is it such a big issue?
It is hot in here, and I want to get you impregnated. But for some reason, I stopped laughing and stopped singing along and stopped allowing it in conversation around me.
Allowing it?
I don't even allow it. I'm Bones.
What did you say? Get out.
2 weeks ago, I was on the train reading Martin Luther King Jr. on leadership when some high school kids... middle school kids and elementary school kids came on laughing and talking with each other, girls flirting, boys trying to impress. But all I could hear was that word, almost like it was the only thing they were saying. I didn't do anything that day, but I am now. Now I am doing something, and I'm asking for your help. I had 2,500 buttons made that say, "Too proud for the N-word.com," and would like the website and the buttons passed around. Once again, that is 2, T-O-O. He should make it the number 2.
2. I ain't too proud.
Too proud for the N-word. And we'd like the website and buttons passed around. Anyone know a publicist who wants a story? How about a leader in the black community? Anyone visible whom I can get a button or 100 into their hand?
No, Al Sharpton's having a bad week. He can't help you.
Well, this is my partial list. Oprah, Bill Cosby, Dennis Kimbrough, Les Brown, Dennis Kimbrough again, I guess. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Will Smith, Barack Obama,
he can't help you.
Spike Lee,
he's
Dave Chappelle,
he's doing things in Africa.
Eddie Murphy,
no.
Al Roker,
no.
I think he's running out of black people we know.
Al Roker, maybe, because he gets bored.
No. Al Roker is busy shopping for suits with Matt Lauer. He cannot help you.
And now let's look what's going on at the local mall. But first... aren't you guys sick of the N-word?
And it's gonna rain.
Russell Simmons.
No.
P. Diddy.
No.
Common.
No.
Magic Johnson.
No.
And the only two white guys, Quentin Tarantino.
No. He likes niggas.
And Stephen Colbert.
No.
I am not looking for more names. I am looking for introductions, invitations.
I'm insulted that Patrice is not on that list.
Mm-hmm. No. I hate that word.
Introductions, invitations, or direct contact info. You may feel this, quote, isn't your problem, and you may be right. So what? Quote, all evil needs is for good people to do nothing. Too proud for the N-word.com. Let your light so shine before men, Bones Rodriguez. Helen Cromer once said, one mind can awaken another. The second awakened can awaken their next door brother. Three awakened can awaken the town by turning the whole place upside down. Many awake can make a fuss that they finally awaken the rest of us. Let's go out there and get him, I figure. Jolly Joe, come with me, my nigger. Wow. All right. Powerful stuff.
Arcata Cat, the whore, says, the word nigger is buried in Michigan.
Oh.
So this guy doesn't really have to worry about it.
Okay. Well, two places, Boston and Michigan.
Logan says, I learned in bio we all came from niggers in Africa and white people are mutants. They're teaching different things these days.
No, I always thought y'all were weird.
Last Fans 209 from home says, I'm sure there were a lot of people killed with the word whore on their lips, but I don't see him complaining about prostitutes.
Exactly. And Rodriguez, you might want to attack the spick problem that's going around first. Pick your battles, pal.
You know what? I didn't think about his name being Rodriguez, yeah. And I wrote back, are you black? And he wrote back, from L.A.? I've been back for 2.5 years. I was only gone for 6 months. Smiley face. You might think...
You might want to...
You'll get to question
black racism
a few times. Yeah. Back? What are you talking about,
Al Sharpton,
buddy?
And Jesse Jackson are busy. You haven't been raped by anyone. They don't have to rally for you. Oprah already attacked the N-word on her own. Obama's running for president. I don't know if you noticed. He might be a bit busy. Dave Chappelle uses nigger in his head while thinking other words.
This is on his website.
Uh-huh.
Richard Pryor, I believe.
One thing I got out of it was magic I like to share with you. You know, it's like I was leaving and I was sitting in the hotel and a voice said to me, he said, look around, what do you see? And I said, I see all colors of people doing everything, you know. And the voice said, do you see any niggas?
I think this is when Pryor went to Africa and he stopped saying the N-word when he saw proud black
That's
people.
That's like going to jail and becoming a Muslim, whatever, dude.
I said, no. I said, you know why? Because there aren't any. And it
They're
hit
laughing.
Me like a no, shot, man. Mm-hmm. I started crying and shit. I was sitting there. I said, yeah, I've been here 3 weeks. I haven't even said it. I haven't even thought it. And it made me say, oh, my God, I've been wrong. I've been wrong. I got to regroup my shit. I mean, mm-hmm. I said, I ain't going to never call another yes. black man a nigga.
Can we still listen to your old albums?
Wasn't this when he
has to take it off the market.
Yeah, because your album, That Nigga Is Crazy, is pretty funny.
Wasn't this also around the time that he kind of got clean?
Right.
Because we've seen those interviews, him deep in the cocaine.
Yeah.
Just chilling inside of the cocaine, giving interviews. Eddie Murphy, once again, you've never seen Raw, have you? Like that's one of his, that's his third favorite word after hello.
Right.
You know, because we never was no niggas. That's a word that's used to describe our own wretchedness. And we perpetuate it now because it's dead. That word's dead. We men and women, we come from the first people on the earth. You know, the first people on the earth were black people. Because anthropologists, white anthropologists. So the white people go, that could be true, you know. Yeah, Dr. Leakey and them found people remains 5 million years ago in Africa. You know them motherfuckers didn't speak French. So black people, we the first people had thought, right? We the first one to say, where the fuck am I? And how do you get to Detroit?
No.
It's headquarters.
So you can take it for what it's worth. I know, like, I ain't trying to preach nothing to nobody. I'm just talking about my feelings about it. And I don't want them hip white people coming up to me calling me no nigger or telling me nigger jokes. I don't like it. I'm just telling you, it's uncomfortable to me. I don't like it when black people say it to me. I really don't no more. It's nothing. It don't mean nothing. So I love y'all, and you take that with you. I guess y'all say
All right. I'm fighting Bones on this.
Yeah, it's not my favorite word, but you know, in a rap song, half the time when you say nigger, you say ho. I know you're not talking to me, so I don't really take offense.
Right.
But also, you know what else they're talking about in rap songs? I mean, horrendous shoot up, whatever. Like, I'll kill you.
Right.
I'll bury you. I'll bury you alive. Like, there's some.
I'll rape your wife.
Yeah, yeah. There's some really.
There's a lot more going on.
I mean, the word nigger by itself in the rap song doesn't mean as much harm as. The actual harm.
I don't even, you know,
stories that they're.
I wouldn't
talking
even
about.
Call it a problem, but the only time I even take pause to the word is he was talking about kids getting on and they were using the word. When the kids are white and they use the word, but then have to look at me like they're getting clearance or making me understand that they're not talking to me, then I don't want you to say it. I want you to say it with confidence. Say it like it's okay for you to say it. Don't
That's
say
fair.
It like you feel like you're doing something wrong. Own it if you're gonna say it. But
that sounds like Bones is reading a Martin Luther King Jr. book right now, and it's he's gonna be over this in 2 months.
Read some Danielle Steele and then try to outlaw the word whore or adulterer. Pick a word. Anybody could pick a word.
Let's set up an interview, Bones. I want to talk to you.
Nice.
I want to know how this just hit you.
Why
all
was
of a
I
sudden?
Not on the list? I am offended now.
Is he allowed? Is it weird for him? Let's assume that he is Spanish.
Well, then I would have to say no, only because a lot of. Women's causes are fought by men.
Okay, that's fair.
You know, like abortion is a man's issue as well, in a sense. I don't know.
All right.
It just seems weird that you
well,
know.
Well,
I'm sure
why
enough,
not back up something
yeah,
else?
Yeah, I'm sure
than
enough
you.
Black people are fighting the word nigger. That I don't know. Right. I think there's bigger fights than nigger, and I understand that it's cause and effect. That if you get too comfortable with the word, that people get treated a certain way. But meh.
All right. Well, good luck, Bones. You can still call me even though I unsubscribed to your thing, and apparently you have 5 of my emails.
Oh, Keith, are you still his nigga?
Matthew from Ontario, right? Entirely different topic. Keith, I'll be at the LA meetup. If you want, I can give you a pistol. Done. How about you email these fucking
Please
secrets and not
do,
put on the feedback?
You know what?
The
why would you? And I'm the one who highlighted that feedback for him to read, but why would you take someone else's pistol?
No, because
he probably killed someone, wiped off his
DNA.
He heard the show and was like, well, this guy's begging for a fucking pistol. This couldn't be easier.
Here, Keith, I just killed my mom, but now you did.
It's the old parking ticket on another car that
exactly.
looks like you're scared. Again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you want to join us for the LA meetup without a gun, Friday the 28th of this month, keithandthegirl.com/events for the address and the time and everything. Should be fun.
And you also have a bag of money waiting for you at police headquarters.
Right.
Go pick it up.
And a free TV.
Come as you are. A man nearly died from alcohol poisoning after quaffing 2 pints of vodka at an airport security check instead of handing it over to comply with new rules about carrying liquids on board a plane.
This was in Berlin, right?
This,
something along those lines?
It was another country. It was Nuremberg?
Yeah.
Okay, and... like, think about a pint. A pint is 16 ounces. A pint is a big glass that you get at a bar. This
but
is
a
two of those
alcohol.
Worth.
Wow.
A pure alcohol.
Ooh, he just downed it, right?
He just downed it. He's like, well, I'm going to take it with me. First of all, I don't think you can do that in America. I don't think you can, sir, you can't take that with you. Hold on.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
Well, really, they can't stop you. Frankly, I don't get paid enough to care. I'm quite interested to see what will happen next.
No, sure, I'd want it.
Yeah, let's go, dude.
There's always a do-gooder. Like, when I say about things I've done to people's food in restaurants, I wasn't in the back just walking around willy-nilly. It was covert. There's always do-gooders that think, that's not right. You know? I think somebody in America would go, I think I got to fucking stop
you. No, I see him
you.
Walking up, and it's a woman that checks him, and she feels like he's probably, okay, if you're carrying 2 pints, you probably got a little bit in you already, and she's probably thinking that he's kind of dangerous, and I'm not going to try to restrain him. So in the time it takes to call security, I'm sure you can drink 2 pints.
Right. The incident occurred Tuesday at the Nuremberg Airport, where the 64-year-old man was switching planes on his way home to Dresden from a vacation in Egypt. And they have the best booze.
He knows
Everybody
how to
knows
party.
That. New airport rules prohibit passengers from carrying larger quantities of liquid onto planes. And he was told at a security check he would have to either throw out the bottle of vodka or pay a fee to have his carry-on bag checked.
That's right.
Instead, he chugged the vodka. Option C. And was quickly unable to stand or otherwise function. That would hit you right away.
Oh, yeah.
A doctor called to the scene determined he had possibly life-threatening alcohol poisoning, and he was sent to Nuremberg Clinic for treatment. The man, whose name was not released, is expected to be able to go home in a few days. I'm kind of surprised he's not dead. When you hear these famous artists in New York City, you know, the olden days, and I can't think of a single name, but who died at the White Horse Tavern, like the 70s. And I can't think of these names now. But it was like between 10 and 14 shots they did one night. That's more than 10 or 14 shots.
Yeah.
It's amazing this guy is alive.
He's probably got a tolerance for it, too.
Yeah,
if they pump the stomach quick enough.
But when you're doing those shots, first of all,
that's true.
you're taking your time and you're drinking other you're drinking other things on top of it. So it's not just the 10, 12, whatever, and you're not thinking I can die of this. When somebody watches
purposefully.
Just chug vodka, they're taking you to the hospital right away.
Right, you do pass out
later.
But
don't you think at a certain point your body just goes, no, and everything goes in reverse too?
Yes.
Like instantly pretty
much? Yes, but it's still got in. But yeah, you're right. I bet you a pint and a half didn't even register.
Yeah, your body just went, no.
Yeah, because I thought about doing that. Don't tell him that.
Don't do that.
I thought about just like, what if lining up 10 shots and just fucking chugging them? But I bet you can. I bet you can after
the
third one.
Cooley High scene for your funeral.
This thing's big on the internet. The cinnamon challenge.
Excuse me?
You take a teaspoon of cinnamon, and everybody says it's impossible to do. And I believe that it is because I've done it years ago. I didn't know this would be a phenomenon.
Hmm. What's the challenge with a teaspoon of cinnamon?
You take a teaspoon of cinnamon.
You physically
you try to
can't
swallow it. And they're saying it's impossible to swallow.
Are you allowed to have water?
It makes it worse. It makes it a paste.
I don't see why that's a big deal.
No, because it can kill you.
Do you want to try it?
Fucking kill me, no.
I didn't see anybody die on YouTube.
Because you're choking on it because you can't swallow it.
Kenda's not a good salesman. I think we should try it. And
no, I don't like the way you, like how you're a good judge of character.
You.
I don't like it when you look at me like that.
Thank you.
Like,
thank you.
There's a little light bulb over your head. I don't know if you can't see it right now, but there's a little... I could trick this bitch into doing
but
some
you know
shit.
What, Patrice? You know what, Patrice? After the show, and you know how we have like our after-show meetings? Keith is going to get on me like, why can't you shut your face when I'm trying to get someone to do something? Why can't... But he
but
goes...
He doesn't like to see him.
He goes, don't help me out. Just shut your face.
Yeah. No, but I can see you.
I'll do the work.
I don't know what happens, but just like around the corners of your eyes, it gets real bright.
All I'm thinking is like, I don't have an idea yet for Keith and the Girl TV this weekend. And Patrice is going to be over anyway. We have to have cinnamon. And I know. She,
okay, Keith, honestly.
And I know I just have to tell her one more time. I bet you can't.
Damn, I didn't know it was that easy. But if you can't die for it, from it, I'll do it.
You can't.
No, nobody died from it. You'll.
If I can look it up properly, then I will do it.
Okay. All
right, look it up.
Okay.
Okay.
Keith and the Girl TV. All right. So I tried to do this in... and I didn't even like put it in my
actually,
throat like I see it on
you
the
know
internet.
What? I challenged Spooky to the same thing. And
nice.
So does the Gunner.
Okay.
I think Spooky would take... You know what? Whoever wants to do the challenge, Keith and the Girl TV.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So we're take the challenge, send it to us also. Yeah, let's try to do it here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, good. Send us an email.
Yeah, and if we don't, we don't trust some people, we can meet outside somewhere.
Maybe it'll just be Patrice and Spooky. Maybe it'll be somebody that we trust.
If you're into it.
Yeah, we can meet somewhere.
Yeah, we can meet somewhere. We could do this outside. There could be a crowd and everything. If you're into this challenge.
I could do it. As long as it doesn't kill you.
No.
I can swallow just about anything.
On Saturday. We're free on Saturday.
I'm a swallowing queen.
Saturday afternoon, if you're free and you want to do this Keith and the Girl challenge, write to info@keithandthegirl.com and we'll meet somewhere, probably on the Lower East Side across the street from Nice Guy Eddie's or something,
right.
And then we'll go to Nice Guy's and have a drink.
I used to take a lot of medicine as a kid. I could swallow just about
Hey, Patrice is challenging you. You know, Patrice is challenging you.
A lady. A nigger lady at that.
Wow. Quick, look at her and see if it's okay.
So how did this come up? I remember I did this a couple years ago.
I know how
and
it
just
came
sucks
up.
All the saliva out of your mouth, but that's and somebody won $5 off me. That's
you were in a restaurant, you guys were bored, and everyone was tee-hee-heeing. You didn't know what they were tee-hee-heeing about because you agreed to do the cinnamon challenge and you were like, "No, I can do it." You wanted $5. And they were laughing, and until after you did it, you knew what they were laughing about.
But I think the whole thing came up because I wanted to make a point about chugging vodka or chugging something.
Oh,
yeah.
But yeah, it does. Like if I did like 3 shots or something at once, I think that'd be it. I think it would make I would not be physically able to. That's what I think.
Really,
that's another challenge we should do.
Keith and
it's going to be a weekend of challenges.
Yeah, Keith and I went out last night for dinner, and it was like. Kind of a nice place. I was being taken out for my birthday. It was really sweet. And it's the first time that I don't get to pick the food first. You have to pick the wine.
Right.
And then they
match. And then go from there.
Yeah, and they go, you know, with that wine, this would go good. And I'm like, I'm not going to order anymore. I think it's time for you guys to order because I didn't know what I was doing. So I drank because it was like, well, I'm in one of these places. You kind of have to. And I'm curious about the whole thing. I am so easy to get drunk. I think like a cup and a half in, but you know.
Because I know you probably were drinking really good wine too.
Yeah. It was like the place only sold wine.
Good wine, yeah.
Yeah. So, and we were with one of our fancy bitch friends. You know what I'm saying? Patrice knows.
I know.
Okay. So, I'm going to call her fancy bitch from
fancy
now
bitch,
on.
Fancy bitch, nice. Because I think I've been to the place you're talking about.
You might have been. So, it was on the Lower East Side. And so,
yep.
So, like a cup and a half in, I'm like, I think I'm at least tipsy. And what I recognize about me is that I don't think I need to be drunk in public, because it becomes like this thing where all I want to do is roll on the floor and go, this is so good. But now,
especially wine drunk.
Now I have to super concentrate to just do what I normally do.
Yeah.
So now people are talking, and I'm like, normally I would just listen. Who cares? Now I have to like be on 10 to just listen. So now I'm, and then I keep asking Keith, like, am I acting like a retard? Because I don't want to be, because I don't drink.
You don't want to be the drunk.
I don't want to be the drunk. Like, oh, look at this novel, you know, drinker. And now Keith, you know, Keith has to take care of me. Why? Why? Like, I'm an adult. I should either know how to drink by now
or not do it. I prefer not to get drunk at home now. I prefer not to be drunk, like, at the club and you're super fucking drunk and you have to navigate
home. That's the thing. I don't want to prefer to be drunk at home, though. That's, like, issues.
No, I mean, if it's a party at someone's house where I know I can stay or if I'm at my house and there's something going on. No, I'm not in a closet with a bottle of wine.
No, I want to be in a closet with a bottle of wine.
Oh, no, it's not.
That's what I want to do. And I have, like, recently, I'm like, oh, today I'm getting drunk. Keith left the house. I'm getting out, and I take shots just to hurry up and do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not NyQuil.
And I don't NyQuil. So I take shots just to do it. And then I'm like, okay, and I'm drunk. And then all I do is lay there going, like an idiot all day long.
She wants to roll around the ground. She wants to hug you and just go, warm.
It's not E, it's wine. The texture.
And it really just takes a cup and a half of wine. I just want to, I told her I loved her yesterday.
Nice. I don't need wine to do that, but that's nice.
You know what? Because I do love her. I really like, I'm just so fond of this woman, and I just wanted to say it, but I'm like, shit, I just told everybody I was drunk, and now I'm telling people I love them.
You.
Come on.
How dry.
I was like, am I being that stereotypical, icky?
She's a funny drunk anyway, so that's fun.
She's just normal, because she's, you know, it takes
she's
more.
She's normal, but there's a crooked smile thing that happens, and you're like, you're drunk.
Feedback from Southampton, UK. I'm coming to the New Year's Eve thing that you guys are doing, the New York Hotel, but I still got to pay, even though it's all you can drink. It's premium stuff for a few hours. I forget how long.
Four hours?
Wow. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't drink. Damn. That'll be her first time.
Yeah, you'll want to drink. I think even I'm going to have to drink with that.
I'll get my money's worth.
Actually, yeah, we have a rider, so there's some alcohol in there.
Put Jaeger on there. Isn't that what you drink when you drink hard alcohol?
You know what? It doesn't matter. It all tastes like shit.
Drink Patron.
It just all tastes like shit, so
Patron
I might as well just down
hangover.
It.
Hangover.
And they're asking also, is Las Vegas gig outside? Yes, it is. And Brother Love was warning me today to warn everybody that if you are coming to the Las Vegas thing, you have to show up there around 6 because it begins to like crowd like Times Square. So don't think like, oh, I'll just come by, drop by at 10 o'clock. Start coming at 6.
Is the Las Vegas gig outside?
I just said that.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm drunk. Will B from Ottawa is saying, tried to do 13 shots in 13 minutes, managed to do it in about 25 minutes, and was vegged in a beanbag chair for the rest of the night.
I've never been that kind of drunk.
That's like one point something a minute.
That's not healthy.
That's the hour of power. Toby from Akron, I chugged vodka. No one took me to the hospital. They just laughed at me while I punched and smeared mud all over my car.
Nice.
What are you thinking? Like, I've been drunk, so I'm not really picking on you, but really. I mean, I don't know. I fall over shit.
You start
I think that's what I do.
Really high.
I don't like. I gotta
yeah,
punch
yeah.
mud
I
on my car.
I can tell you what you do when you get super
really?
Super drunk.
Oh, Patrice,
what?
You go first. I'll go
first
second.
Of all. You like you
I wasn't
know,
asking.
No. Like, you know, they always tell you that if a bear was to sort of come after you, to make yourself as wide as possible. When Keith gets super drunk, A, he turns hot pink. B, you can't keep your elbows down. They just kind of expand to the side. And when you walk, there's like a bounce wide step thing that happens. And it's almost like if you had your hands out, you would have to hit your knees to your hands while you were walking. It's a really like a preschooler walking on your toes kind of idea.
That.
Am I acting like I'm a tough guy or something? That's
no,
what
no, no.
Like.
You're just...
bigger.
You just walk like that. It could be like, even if we're at Nice Guys and you're going to the bathroom, there's just something where you lumber towards the bathroom. And it's not like I'm drunk and falling down lumbering. It's like, I am so steady right now.
See, I don't get that. What I get is he's super aggressive. Like, Keith normally, like, we're both very aggressive people, mm-hmm. you know, in a crowd of people. And luckily, we don't try to overpower each
it's
other.
It's not an overpowering
yeah,
aggressive.
Either he's loud or I'm loud or,
right.
like, we're back and forth loud to a nice degree. Like, we won't try to be like, no, it's my turn. Like, all that kind of shit. But he'll turn aggressive and then turn it on me. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking like I get beat up or anything. I'm talking. It's actually the opposite. He'll be like, you know, I fucking love you. And I'm like, but you're like, you don't understand how strong you are right now. You're loving me and I'm falling on the floor. And you're loving me and like.
She's never felt this kind of love before. It's
overwhelming.
I find that sad.
It is overwhelming.
No, it's just, how do I explain this? It's just too much. It's just too much because I want to be there with you, and for a while I'm partying there with him, and I'm keeping, like, even though I'm not drinking, I keep on par with the level. And then he turns a corner, and I'm like, "You need to leave."
There's a weird little time period before you get to super drunk and the cleaning. That
yes.
I experienced the cleaning early on. I think it was the time that when you had gotten the video game machines and we were downstairs here, and I woke up to the cleaning, and I just kind of helped out.
This
of
is let
not
me just
understanding
describe.
What the cleaning
let me just
is.
Describe really quick. I used to have parties, and I would rent like stand up video game machines. I always had to have like an extra thing at the party and whatever. So, so people used to come that video game used to stay, and people used to pass out, and they still pass out. I got a whole picture. I have a whole folder of everybody passing out at parties, and I called it I don't know, partied out 2007 or whatever. So anyway, so as people are passed out, Keith is still awake because what happens is when Keith drinks, it keeps him more and more awake. Mm-hmm. So if he wants to go to sleep, he just has to stop drinking for a little bit. So he's awake while people are passed out. He starts picking up because for some reason, like Patrice was saying, it's drunk, aggressive, like, you know, partying. I'm starting to clean.
Yeah, the cleaning is at the apex before the dash towards goodnight. Yeah. Yeah, and I think the cleaning's so funny because
it's awesome, and I don't want to encourage drinking, but just give him some beer.
It's such an organized kind of clean because it starts off with things being put into piles,
yes,
and then he gets the garbage bag,
yes,
and then the dishes happen, and then it's like, and I'm out.
And it's like, good night, living room.
And then you really just go to Keith, just clean the whole house.
But you know what's funny about it? Always with the cleaning, the next day I always go, this was right here. Do you know where that is?
Yeah,
and there's always one
again.
Thing that he's like, I know I put that in a very awesome place, but what that awesome place is right now,
cannot recall.
I don't know. Because he's thinking like this, oh, of course this thing goes right here, you know? So everything is picked up, but everything is not necessarily like in a place where a not drunk Keith would make sense.
But before the cleaning and before the aggressive, there's a time period where you can tell if it's like a mixed group and you don't necessarily know everybody super well. If Keith stands next to you and then looks at you and he's really quiet, he probably doesn't like you.
Really?
There's
Let me
a weird
think about
staring
that.
Thing. Like, he'll stand there just like, this fucking guy.
Well, okay, well,
maybe.
Geez, I don't know.
It's
maybe.
Just like,
now everyone's
he's still
look for
fucking
that.
Talking.
Like, I gave him time
Does
to hear himself.
Anybody else here just want to tell him to shut the fuck up?
Who brought this motherfucker?
And then I guess the beer gets empty or something and you just walk away. But there's a weird type of just like, I don't even know. Why are you why?
That's what you took the time to say.
How about when we invite people over and like, sometimes Keith doesn't agree with me, right? Mm-hmm. And he won't like someone. Why are you here?
I will look at somebody and be like,
why are you here?
Why are you in my house?
And then the bad aggression, I think, leads to that person.
Yeah,
either full on ignoring or bad aggression.
Yeah.
Oh,
like how? Give
bad.
An example of bad aggression that you said.
Oh yeah, no punching. He's not. He
no physical violence at all.
Just more challenging of things.
Just like, what you say?
Why don't
true.
You try it? I think you should try it. Well, fucking, that's the, awesome. You're the fucking guy. Why
fucking,
you fucking
tough guy.
Try it.
So fucking tough. Look at you.
But it's not like, because people will be confused. You will not figure this man out until you drink with him at least 10 times. Because now when we go to the LA meeting.
Oh, that's why I know things.
Yeah. When you go to the LA meeting, you're going to think that you're the one that he's being aggressive
to.
There's different layers of aggression. And then there's the, if you're wearing a hat, he'll take it off and just hand it to you.
There you go.
He could either hate you. He could either hate you or love you for that. And you won't know. Patrice and I will know. But you won't know. It could be like a, hey, I just want to like mess around with you. Or it could be like, fuck you, take this hat off.
We talked about that last time. I could tell by how you're looking at someone where you are with them in your head. I don't know why I can read you like that. Just like, he didn't like that person, huh?
You just want to go over to him. What did you do?
They think he's having
look at him.
He really, that person really thinks they're having a nice conversation with him. Keith is so not there right now. He is thinking about tomorrow and what he might do.
What's the dirtiest spot in the room?
You know, like.
But Keith's very good at walking away too, though. He'll be like, I don't know, I'm fucking out of here.
No.
Pretend to chug the beer with the hand
thing.
You
know what he does? He goes. Yeah, just one second. And walks away. It's fucking awesome. I'll be right back.
Four levels of drunk are coming in. One, happy. Two, mad. Three, invincible. Four, invisible. I never wanted to punch mud my car, though. I
really no.
Toby saying, for some reason, when I get really wasted, I start yelling about things I don't need. When I graduated from high school, I got drunk that night and flipped out about how I don't need my diploma, and then I pissed on it and threw it in the woods.
Nice.
You actually don't, so don't worry about it.
No, I don't. You don't need the physical diploma.
I never picked it up, ever.
I didn't get a diploma. I got a GED in the mail.
I had to pick it up, and I was like, meh. I think I'm done going there.
I got it in the mail and never even detached the address label that came with it. Like,
I still wonder if I passed, but I did go to college.
I wonder what I would get on SATs now.
I don't want to take it.
Yeah. If it didn't take time,
I can't focus.
It'd be a fun experiment.
I can't focus on it.
Give it to you orally, get a proctor to read it out to you.
If you write on the forums too long, I'm like, this is too long, and it's about me, and I don't want to read it. Unless you are McNally, I am not reading it.
Long.
I don't need this in story form. Who do you hate?
Yeah.
What did I do that you hate?
Make a list.
Spill it out.
Just make a list.
No. Yeah, bullet points I like. I like it because I can skip over when I see that it's starting to get boring.
At least he had some place to go, if you know what I mean. A Scottish man was trapped inside a freezing cold bathroom in his bowling club for 4 days.
Oh, God.
David Leggett, 55 years old, got stuck when the door jammed behind him. He screamed and screamed, but no one heard him because the outdoor club has few visitors in winter. He was rescued when a cleaner finally heard his cries for help.
4 days.
4 days.
What was in that fridge?
Well, you know, he had water.
No, it's a toilet. It's a toilet. And he got locked in somehow.
I mean, you could flush and get fresh water.
You know what was in there? The bar that he was really at.
A bowling toilet. Ew.
The other chick's house that he was really at. That's what I say. Tell him I was locked in.
Locked into a bathroom.
Yeah. He was
drunk. It's just, and nobody else is going to the bathroom?
Speaking of,
and nobody's
bathroom,
hearing it. I guess there's...
Oh. I super gotta go.
Okay. Burb.
This goes with the bathroom. A Christmas-themed toilet paper emblazoned with images of stars and reindeer is rubbing consumers in Poland the wrong way. Calling the holiday rolls repulsive and base, angry residents are demanding that they be banned.
But these don't sound like Christ type
it's
things.
It's not. Not at all. Just Christmas stars. Trees, stars, right.
Yeah.
Stockings.
A Christmas tree is not holy. Stockings are not holy.
Right.
I think people get so confused.
They do get confused.
It's baby Jesus' birthday, supposedly, right? And if Santa Claus was on there, I can't wipe my ass with Santa Claus. What does he bring?
It is funny seeing commercials now. It's been more than one commercial saying, join the Christmas sale now, and then when you see your family, you can give them a little more Christmas. Don't spell
it out.
A little
more Christ.
Right, just a little more Christmas to each of them. Put the Christ back in Xmas. You use Christmas cards for sending greetings, says this 51-year-old, and you use toilet roll for your backside. Disgusting.
Puh.
Yeah, I never. Well, I don't like those rolls of the toilet paper that have look like money. People think that's funny. I find money important.
Why can't I wipe
shit
my
on it.
Ass with what I want? Why do you have to tell me what to wipe my ass with?
I've said that once.
Seriously, you're talking to me about what I wipe my ass with?
I don't like colored toilet paper.
I don't like it either because I feel like it's coloring
it's
my asshole.
It's giving you toxic, weird things.
You had me in the beginning.
There are those toilet papers that teach you things, and I'm like, I'm wiping
my
ass with this.
That's dumb. What if you want to remember that one?
Well, it'll be again on the roll later on. You're going to go to the bathroom again. But I just feel like now I have icky things.
They should do that like a test. There's some kind of information on a toilet paper roll, and then you ask that person a question 3 months later. You know what I mean? Can you learn by wiping your ass?
Like flashcards.
Hey, like those. It's kind of like those tapes that play when you sleep at night.
Maybe the alphabet on toilet paper for little kids.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I wipe until I get to D.
No, I would like for my kids to think that toilet time is toilet time.
And words are important.
Just go to the toilet.
Our buddy Mike Huckabee is running for president, and here's the cover of the paper. I hucked up.
And how could they mean fuck on the cover of a newspaper?
I hucked up. Get it? Like fucked up.
But with an H.
Because that's his name, kind of.
If we move it around a bit.
Right.
Jumbled thing.
Well, I hope this guy got the award of the year.
How did he huck up, though?
He hucked up. Oh, big time.
I'm going to start using that. Oh.
I hucked up.
I was going to say, oh, fuck, I hucked up. But yeah. I already said the word.
Shit, I got hucked up last night.
My Huckabee.
That should be his campaign. Come on, get hucked up with me.
You know?
He apologized to GOP rival Mitt Romney yesterday after saying, quote, "Don't Mormons believe that Jesus and the devil are brothers?" The humbled Huckabee and ordained Baptist minister asked forgiveness from Romney, a practicing Mormon, following the GOP presidential debate in Iowa. "I went to Mitt Romney and I apologized to him. I said I would never try to some," and he's doing good now, Huckabee. "I said I would never try to somehow pick out some point of your faith and make it an issue. I told him face to face, I don't think you being a Mormon ought to make you more or less qualified for being president." Mm-hmm. Huckabee even alluded to his nasty remark about the Mormons, which will appear in the New York Times Magazine, during yesterday's televised debate, which asked about New Year's resolutions, and he says, "I will be a lot more careful about everything I say."
Yes. I apologize to you and all of your wives.
Do you think, like, it's weird that everything, what do you call it? Do you call it a gossipy society where everything's reported on what you do and every candidate is looking like a piece of shit scumbag? Who's New York's old mayor running for president?
Giuliani. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on him right now.
The big thing right now, I think, is he was using
misusing funds
by giving a car, a government car to his little whore on the side.
Surprise!
Right. But I bet it was happening in the olden days.
Yeah, I think we're at a point with certain things, there's a bit too much information that's not so much important but tends to factor itself in because you know it now.
Right.
Just a couple of feedback from a couple of things that we've been talking about. DJ Trashy says, "Christmas paper is good when you just dropped a Yule log."
Oh, no.
I had to, sorry. Soccer Mom, in Japan or China, there was a department store several years ago that mixed up Santa and Jesus and had a display window showcasing a crucified Santa. Happy holidays.
Oh.
And going back to the bathroom thing. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
They only clean the bathroom every 4 days. That's a point, too.
Exactly. How often are we getting to that toilet?
Do you think Oprah's affecting this election?
Yes.
She drew a crowd of 30,000 people, highest ever at a political rally for Barack Obama. She officially
Oprah
supports him.
Is in charge of middle-income white women and middle- to lower-income black women. She has such a force behind her that she's going to help decide the election. She may not be running for president, but she's basically
taking
it.
You think Barack is going to win because of her?
If he does win, it will have a lot to do with her.
Do you know that I kind of hope, and I don't know, and I don't even pay attention to the final debates between the Republicans and the Democrats. That's the one Republican, and hopefully the one independent. Why the fuck not? Put other people in there. And Elmo, if I had my way. That's when I pay attention. Otherwise, was I going to say? I hope that Barack Obama doesn't win, kind of, just because I don't want Oprah
to
seem like she has this power.
I fear for him if he wins, as far as safety, because the first black president's going to take at least one bullet.
You think it will be?
There's enough zealots out there that the first one's going to have to be an example, in a sense. And also, I don't know enough about him as a candidate that I can say outright, just because I'm black, I want him to win. Because he's black, I want the best candidate to win. I don't care.
You think she's doing it because it's a black thing?
No, I think she honestly believes in a lot of his values. And the fact that he's black doesn't hurt in her eyes.
And he was on her show?
Yeah. I think if she was more behind Hillary, she'd be down for the concept of a woman president just as hard.
Well, I'm thinking
Either way,
you know, you're sort of winning as a minority.
You have, you have those middle states that I was thinking wouldn't vote for a black man, but I'm being told in Iowa, Oprah's show is the highest rated TV show, period. So, you know, they still like
her,
period.
She has a lot of influence.
I guess people are thinking blacks are okay now.
She has the Will Smith effect. She's transcended the idea of being a particular race.
I was just going to say, if Will Smith goes behind him also, forget about it.
It's over.
Yeah.
Because then you get, like, the younger white dudes.
This is so sad about our... Like,
it is, but it's true, you know.
It really is. It's become about keeping as much of the minute details of your private life out of the public eye and who you align yourself with as a celebrity. Best thing Hillary Clinton did was, I think, who is it, Melissa Etheridge is behind her? That's a whole segment right there, old gay lesbians. Like that's
and the gays
icon.
Like to be supportive. When
they're supportive of one another. It's a domino effect.
This I just got rid of the person's name, so I apologize, but somebody just wrote in. If he's running for president, Barack Obama, he better have a Mexican vice president.
Exactly.
Just so we leave him alone.
Thank you. Thank you. Get Jesse Jackson as your vice president.
I'll say it, though.
You need to be safe.
I'll be the scumbag here, and I won't even respond to the forums or emails about this because I know how horrible this is.
You go ahead, Keith. You speak your piece.
I won't vote for a woman because I'm not mature enough to think that PMS won't affect them.
Okay.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise you or anything?
No.
Like, it's not immature?
It's your vote. Yeah, you've got to factor in what you got to factor in.
I wouldn't vote for Hillary, not necessarily a woman.
Right. I wouldn't vote for Hillary, too.
I think that I know I'm going to get fought on this one, but I think not all women's period affect them.
I agree.
I think
I had to get older. When I was younger, I was fine.
Yeah. No, when I was younger, I was messed up. But if I took a different kind of pill that I used to take, it just cleared me up. There was no PMS.
Also,
there was
to kind
nothing.
Of negate, don't you have to be a certain age to run for president? And around that age, women don't really have. What is Hillary?
Yeah.
She's
damn
near
period.
60. She's gone through the menopause.
She doesn't have anything anymore.
Does she have hot flashes?
She went through all that.
It's done.
I'm assuming she's done.
Oh, really?
With all
and
that.
You don't have PMS after that?
No.
That's the point.
No, you're
I think
done.
You have trace. Whatever is like you do have a different hormone levels, but not in the same way.
But not up and down. You develop like okay, now you're kind of
some of them
little...
you have to take to give it back.
If I was her campaign manager, I would honestly slyly throw that into my own commercial.
Hillary Clinton, because periods aren't a factor.
I'm all about exclamation points.
I'm done with that with my hot flashes.
You know? Because a bitch be rational.
She should say it. I don't.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good point. She doesn't go through that anymore.
But people, and it's coming into Keith. You're an idiot. She's past PMS. People don't know that. I didn't know that. And a lot
it's
of people.
It's not like you didn't know that. It's that
guys
you didn't
vote
think
more
about
than girls.
It.
You don't think about it, and that you have no reason to get that deep with Hillary Clinton's nether regions.
All I think, like all men, is what my girl goes through, and when she has PMS, and I always think this. You know, I don't think being the president, you can drop a bomb one day. That's what I don't. I think it has to go through channels. I really think that. So
no, you do have to clear it. You're not the end all.
Okay.
We can accidentally press the button.
You have a red phone, right? You got a button, right? But I think it's fake. I don't think it works.
No. Batman effect.
Yeah.
You don't have all veto power as president.
No, you got to go through the houses and shit. Yeah.
But, you know, if you want me to believe that you're this important, I don't need you to be crazy once in a while.
I think the president is just basically, at this point, the biggest publicist in town. Like, you don't really have that kind of power anymore. Mm-hmm. I think back in the old days when it took time for things to trickle down, you got
you're
a little bit
face.
More power. You could get away with shit. But now people know pretty much instantly what you're up to.
I think it depends on the kind of president you want to be. Mm-hmm. I think if you don't want to do it, then
you
can get other people
to,
and you'll just be the face. I think if you're really into politics, then you can put your hands into things.
You can be stronger.
That's what I think.
I think the only thing that would be interesting about Hillary becoming president would be Bill Clinton, his first husband. It's the only interesting thing I would want to skip ahead and be able to see a little bit of that, because I just see him with like a martini in the middle of the afternoon holding
getting
like the Learn How to Read campaign on the front on the Great Lawn and with Socks the Cat or something fucked up. Like that would only be like that's what I would want to see.
The first husband. You know what? You're kind of a bitch.
He's got an ascot on. And
Roris says the only person who gets deep in Hillary Clinton's nether region is Melissa Etheridge.
Nice.
Thank you, Aurora.
It's probably true.
She's 20 years old. 19.
Yes.
If
adorable.
You can ask people, have you ever done drugs? How about you ask Hillary if she ever kissed a woman in college? How come you're an asshole if you bring that up?
How many girls did you kiss in college? Don't even phrase it like there's a
right.
A
like we all did.
Yes, but I didn't swallow saliva.
There you go.
By the way, talking about bad puns, Ike Turner, dead.
Yes, he passed away at 76.
The I Hucked Up is from the Post. New York Post also writes, Ike beats Tina to death.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think technically it was written by Reuters, but it is really funny.
Oh, my God. That's, wow. Wow. Now,
it looks like it's the Post. No, it looks to me like it's the Post. It doesn't say Reuters or anything like that.
Wow.
Rock and roll pioneer Ike Turner, who rose to fame in the 1950s and became a star performing with his ex-wife Tina Turner, has died at age 76.
Really is, I don't want to say I hate to say it because I don't hate to say it, but, you know, after seeing that movie that documents, you know, her, Tina Turner.
What's Love Got to Do With It?
Yeah, getting to her fame and changing her name and all that stuff. After that, like, Ike Turner could die in hell.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone care?
Did
He's
you see
asshole.
The movie?
I did. Well, I saw most of it. I saw, you know, the beating and the raping and, you know, all that stuff. I think I saw
and
it
and
all.
That stuff happened. I mean, he was a cokehead. I do believe he did hit her.
Yeah.
I've heard that before
he
a movie.
Shook her a bit.
Yeah, he shook her a bit. But by the way, let me make it clear. The Post isn't the only disgusting newspaper. What's the other New York paper? The big
News
one?
Day?
Daily News.
Daily News. Sorry.
Daily News. Ike Turner, 76, couldn't beat death.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
We've
not
gotten
okay.
so snarky as a people.
That's not okay because... because part of their news is when people say something that's out of line.
Exactly.
There's a whole news segment about, like, how could that person say this? How can you say that? You're the news. That's not... That's not unbiased.
Mm-hmm.
It's
right. And you can't make a joke like that in the middle of the news. You have to be a little bit more straightforward with people. It is an obituary.
Yeah, that's whatever. They can do whatever they want. They want to be cute all day long.
Yeah.
Aurora from the camera saying, geez, come on. PopScribe had the Ike Turner story headline up 2 days ago. Get with it. I love PopScribe. Smiley face. Please. PopScribe killed him just to get the story ahead
of time. We did, actually. I had to fly out to San Diego and fly back in one day.
Yeah, here's the story. Ike Turner became more famous for abusing drugs and beating up his wife, Tina, than for helping create rock and roll. Died yesterday at a suburban San Diego home.
Which was a big deal. The whole music thing was a big deal until
he
started doing that stuff.
If you were to take away the beating, he was actually a really important musician. He wrote one of the first songs that was, or wrote and did the guitar parts for one of the first songs that was actually called rock and roll. Just like at some point they had to, you know, recognize the concept of hip hop. Right. And he was an awesome guitarist and a musician, and he created Tina Turner.
Right.
She was Anna Mae Bullock from, you know, the fucking Styx when he met her. But you put, you know, your actions sometimes speak louder than your career, I guess, because he's always forever going to be known as the dude who beat the snot out of Tina Turner.
Especially
for
after that
decades.
Movie, because then it just...
Oh, totally after the movie. Even on the site, I didn't post a picture of Ike Turner because, frankly, half the time I didn't recall what the man looked like. I put up a picture of Larry Fishburne. That is Ike Turner my head.
It's so bad that
you say Ike Turner
lot.
And I see Larry Fishburne. The Matrix confuses me sometimes. Why is Ike Turner in the Matrix?
I heard that John Lennon was a wife beater.
He also, I heard, he used to beat the snot out of girlfriend on occasion.
Where's that movie?
Who?
Think anybody would put
John
money
Lennon
behind that?
John Lennon used to beat the business out of Yoko Ono on occasion.
Really?
He was I just knew he was a horrible, horrible father. That's
that
all I know.
That he had a real snot attitude when he wanted to, for all his peace, love, and fucking flowers.
Well, it could be drugs, because drugs
I don't
mess
doubt
with you.
Drugs had an influence on all of that. Yeah. But
Turner, who was 76, lived the life that rap wannabes write about, but with less N-words. He was married at least four times and missed his induction in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1991 because he was in jail on drug charges.
Nice.
When he was in New York in 86 to play the Lone Star Cafe, he was asked how much cocaine he used, quote, no more than the average executive.
Nice.
His image in later years
was... his excuse for things.
Right. His image in later years was largely shaped by Lawrence Fishburne's menacing portrayal in the film adaptation of Tina's autobiography, What's Love Have to Do With It? Got to do with it, excuse me. In a 2001 interview, I called Tina's claim of constant physical abuse, quote, a pack of lies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, I don't know these people. But doesn't Tina Turner just seem genuine?
Yeah.
You look at her.
You don't even need her to tell you. There's archive footage, and they reenacted it in the movie, where they're in a dressing room doing, like, an interview about, you know, the upcoming album, whatever,
right.
whatever.
Yeah, according to the movie, people were present during these beatings. Right.
Sometimes, on occasion, But there's this archive footage of them in a dressing room getting ready, and he goes to make a movement just to, like, brush a hair away or something, and girlfriend flinched like no one's business, like automatically, like, and you could tell there was a body language to them that you could tell that he put hands on her.
Right. By the way, Toby saying Lennon was known for being a really angry drunk. Where's this? I remember when they reissued a bunch of stuff, Lennon of course being dead, I used to watch, and I'm like, I gotta know about the Beatles. Everybody says it's the greatest band ever. You know, let me follow it. How about putting a Beatles story in there, too?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's whatever Free as a Bird came out. Free as a
Bird.
If
you're a bit of an asshole, the best thing you can do is die tragically, because then they have to remember you in the positive.
Right. If you're an asshole.
If you're an
that's
asshole.
That's a super asshole.
Make sure you die, like, in a car accident, or you get, you know, killed by someone. You can't just die in natural causes, because then you're an asshole.
A spokesman acknowledged that she was aware Ike is dead. Quote, she has not had any... Oh, a spokesman for Tina Turner.
Mm-hmm.
She has not had any contact with him in 35 years. No further comment will be made.
I wonder if she's going
to
go...
Not even rest in peace. Good.
No, but good see, for her.
Good
it's
for
not
her,
fair
rest
to really
in peace,
ask.
But if she turned up at the funeral, I wouldn't be totally surprised, only because when they left... Because
she's a Buddhist, though, no?
Not just because she's a Buddhist. When she left him, she took some of his kids that she was raising. So she might go back on their behalf, being their mom in a sense.
That's nice.
So
their marriage, of course, broke up. Ike's career nosedive. He slid into drugs. He cleaned up when he left prison in 93. He said in 2001 and was happy just playing music again. He won a Grammy this year for the CD Rising with the Blues.
How did he win a Grammy this year?
He had a CD nobody knew about except people that
blues,
judge music.
So
Yeah.
Exactly. The Grammys are a sham.
Okay.
I have a Grammy, whatever.
He beat her to death, but he can't beat death.
One last slap in the sky.
What do we got for gossip this week, Patrice?
This week we have a little bit going on. It's the holidays. We're coming up on the holidays, so a lot of people are on vacation. But the people that are in town and causing trouble. Mm. Jessica Alba.
It is funny. I'm sorry. This is very funny. And this happens a lot during vacation times, that this gossip, when it seems like people are fucking up, they don't fuck up during Thanksgiving.
No.
There's not, when we take off and we do the best of type shows from Christmas to New Year's, you're not going to be missing out on news.
No.
You check your papers. These celebrities aren't fucking up during that time.
Not even that they don't fuck up. Literally for Thanksgiving, everyone clears Hollywood like how you leave a college campus for the holidays.
Right.
Like they're not there.
It's very weird.
You go home to where your family actually is. So, so far, Jessica Alba confirmed that she is indeed pregnant with her first child with her boyfriend / ex-fiance, Cash Warren. Mm. No worries. They'll probably end up getting married because what I've heard of her, she's a pretty devout Christian. So
really?
I think this was a little accident.
How are they effing then?
Jesus.
Well, practicing.
Jesus.
She didn't say perfect.
No, not
perfect.
If they do get married, they'll be separated within the year.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, they were already split up and they got back together, so they're dating again. They were engaged at one point, but then they are not
anymore.
Didn't
she date Dane Cook?
No, she did a movie with Dane Cook.
Yeah, they effed.
Did they eff, Patrice?
Not as far as I know, no.
All right. That makes me feel better.
Okay. Pam Anderson of Baywatch fame and her now husband, Rick Solomon, who is best known for being the guy on the Paris Hilton sex tape, have pitched and have had a bid accepted for a reality show with E!
Rick Solomon and Paris Hilton?
No, Rick Solomon and Pam Anderson, because they're married now.
They're married?
They're married. They got married in Vegas.
But I thought she was together with one of the two other boys.
You should listen to your shows.
You should, right?
I told you that on your show before.
Did I act just a surprise?
Like, what? Yeah, so they're going to have a reality show for E! And the press release says, to think Nick and Jessica, but with a crazier family life.
Then think a couple and they're nuts. What are we thinking here?
We
have to reference those two idiots?
As nutballs as she is with the giant titties, I always expected more from her as a parent. She seemed a bit more devoted out of all the crazy Nutty Boo Hollywood people as far as being a parent.
I don't give that bitch any credit.
Because they never had a nanny. She actually shipped her mother down from Canada for the first 5-6 years of their
lives. I give her credit possibly for taking a lot of pain because of all those boob jobs.
That's true.
That's all I give her credit
for. She's a strong bitch
for that. I don't give her credit for memorizing lines for Baywatch.
No.
I don't give her
credit
for taking care of her kids.
I give her credit for dealing with Tommy Lee.
I give her credit for staying so skinny for so long.
That's fear. Fear will keep you thin. All you need is a little fear and a little pressure. You saw with Jennifer Love Hewitt. They caught pictures of her in Hawaii and on an off time, just in between, filming. They're on a strike right now. So she was just, balls out. Like, whatever, I gained 10 pounds. I had cheese this week. I'm not filming. And they caught pictures of her in a little bikini, and they called her fat on the internet. And she went and got all pissy about it. Like, I'm not fat. Well, don't take pictures like that then.
What, is it true that Pamela Anderson doesn't have money?
She has money. She has money.
I heard she wasn't paid much in Baywatch, and then whatever money she got from this and that, she squandered.
Baywatch is it ran in a different way than most TV shows run. It was pretty much syndicated from the get, so that means that it was distributed around the world. She definitely didn't make as much money as Hasselhoff, but towards when it really hit that apex of when it was Baywatch, caps, she did make a good amount of money, and then she had VIP after that.
Nobody made as much money as Hasselhoff because he put himself in the credits as producer.
Well, he was the executive producer, but she wasn't one of the executive producers on VIP, so she made a lot of money from that. Because VIP for All the Cheese was a pretty big show.
Right. Okay.
We've all seen Jackass, the movie. And we saw Jackass Part 2.
I watched the movies and I think I would do that one. I would do that one. Not that one.
Well, they were thinking about Jackass Part 3, but then they said, you know what? A lot of our audience is pretty younger, so we're going to try something new. It's going to be the first major motion release.
What, Jackass with helmets?
Jackass 2.5. It's going straight to the internet. It's going to be broadcast broadband free for the first 15 days, and then it's going straight to DVD through Blockbuster.
What's broadband free? Free?
Yeah, what's
free.
That?
You can watch it for free for the first 15, but then the point is that they're going to be selling it on DVD straight to the internet. So it's going to be the first movie that's going to premiere broadband through a major studio because it's through MTV Networks.
Why?
Straight to the internet.
Why not a movie?
I think they're testing out the concept, and also it's not totally brand new. What it is it's a lot of new scenes that they filmed and things that didn't make it the first time around, which is why they're going to be calling it 2.5.
Are the scenes not as funny or deadly? Because if they are, who cares when it was done? I know you're going to live through it.
Well, it's not all new content is the point. That they're testing out the idea of doing a movie straight to broadband, how that would fare as opposed to straight to theater.
Do they swallow a spoon of cinnamon?
No.
I don't know how I feel about this.
They're not that daring.
I don't think it's going to be deadly enough.
Well, no, the point isn't deadly. The point is that we're going straight to the internet first to see how that does as a money-making
Do you know what
venue.
I mean? I mean, like, is it going to be as jaw-dropping as the other two whatevers?
I don't know, only because they're affiliated with Blockbuster this go-around. And Blockbuster for... They do some shady editing things that I'm not fond of.
I've rented many things many times from Blockbuster.
It depends on the movie.
And gave back the tapes with balls empty. They show enough sick shit is my point. I don't know why everybody's up in arms about Blockbuster.
I think it depends on the content. I think for some of those PG-13 movies or some of the certain R movies, depending on the release, they do some editing.
They have softcore porn. Blockbuster.
So does Showtime.
I think it's kind of a myth.
No, I don't think so. Mm-mm. No,
not at all.
No, it's just like TV, how they say, like, asshole now, but you can't say another
They get
word,
special but... edition versions of certain things. They get re-edited. They get uncut sometimes. American Pie unrated or whatever. Like, they get different versions of things.
All right. Well, I'll look forward to Jackass the Leftovers.
The Rock, speaking of Ike Turner and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they've announced the people that would be inducted next March into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We have The Ventures, which is a band from the 50s, if I read what I read correctly. Mm-hmm. The Dave Clark Five, Leonard Cohen, who is an awesome songwriter.
Who's Dave Clark Five?
I don't know who they are. I couldn't really find anything on them. Leonard Cohen, who is an awesome songwriter. He wrote songs that have been covered. He wrote Hallelujah, that song that everyone covers.
I like
it
that song.
It was in Shrek.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah. The Jeff Buckley covered it. A whole bunch of great people covered it. John Mellencamp, or John Cougar Mellencamp, as he was known at one point, and Madonna. The requirement to be inducted is that your first song has to have been issued 25 years before you were nominated, which basically means Madonna's really old. I told that whole story just to call Madonna old. I'm just saying.
I'd like to be old like that.
Okay.
Leonard Cohen also did Got Yourself a Gun, the Sopranos thing.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd put you in for that. That's a nice song.
We're coming up on the end of the year, so people are starting to put out their top lists. Rolling Stone put out the top 100 songs of 2007. Do we want to take any guesses at...
Umbrella.
Umbrella was number three.
Oh, no. On Rolling Stone?
Yeah, number three. It was a catchy fucking song. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I got my Louisville Slugger and both headlights.
I don't know that one, no.
That's by Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
This is bullshit then.
Number 11, Stronger by Kanye West. Number 9, Boys by M.I.A. Number 2 is a song called A Few Words in Defense of Our Country by Randy Newman.
Who? Okay. What?
Randy Newman, I know to be the guy who does the Pixar movies. I never heard it.
Well, that counts that Patrice never heard it.
I never heard it. And really, I don't think I really run up on a whole lot of Randy Newman songs. But number 1, and I concur with this, is Jay-Z from the American Gangster soundtrack, Rock Boys. And that's a really, really, really awesome song.
How does Rock Boys go?
The Rock Boys in the building. It takes the backbeat. The instrumental is from a band called the Manhattan Street Band, and they used to work with Sharon with the Dap Kings and all these really great instrumental bands. And they're actually from my neighborhood. But the whole thing is just awesome. And they took that, and he made a song, and it's celebratory rap. If he uses nigga, it's a big up nigga. It's not bitches and hoes nigga. It's a really good song.
Something from the Black Eyed Peas has to be in the top five, right?
No.
Really?
Kiss my... Well, there was really no Black Eyed Peas this year. It was Fergie solo.
Fergie, then?
No.
Really?
No.
What's number one?
Number one is The Rock Boys by Jay-Z.
Oh.
What's the top five? You have that, or you didn't really?
I have three. Three was Umbrella. Two was A Few Words in Defense of Our Country. And number one was Rock Boys. Number four and five, I actually didn't know.
I call bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't like this list.
Alex Trebek.
No, wait. Okay. Where do we write in?
Right into Rolling Stone.
Okay, done.
Okay. Alex.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay,
again.
Go ahead. What was your number one song of the year, though, Keith?
Of course it was Umbrella, of course.
Okay, I figured. Because when you put that dance sequence together, I was like, Keith really likes this song.
I have the top 500 songs, according to Rolling Stone.
Yes, you do. Of all time.
Yeah.
This is the top 100 of 2007.
Yeah, it's crap.
Okay.
It's crap.
Okay.
Sly did 10% of the top 500 songs ever made. I don't think he did. That's what I think.
Fooey says, read a book. Come on, where's
that?
Yeah,
is Read a Book in there?
Read a Book is a classic. It doesn't need a year on us.
Smell your dick? Where's that? This list is shit. Lies. Bullshit. They were paid.
But Rock Boys is still a really good song.
I believe that.
Okay.
but number one, as next to smell your dick.
The final toxicology reports have finally come back on Anna Nicole Smith's son, Daniel.
He's definitely dead.
Yes. Not alive is what they wrote on the paper. Daniel was 20 when he passed away in the Bahamas, and he passed away, unfortunately, a few days after his mother gave birth to his little sister, Dani Lynn. They found 8 different drugs in his system, whoa, which included methadone, Zoloft, and Lexapro. 5 drugs were prescription. 1 was an over-the-counter antihistamine, and 2 were the drugs that were used to try to revive him while he was in arrest. So they think it was the conflicting of all the drugs, and it's possibly even that they didn't know what that over-the-counter was, and it conflicted with some of his prescriptions. So it may not totally have been foul play. Britney Spears.
Why is the kid taking methadone?
His mother's Anna Nicole Smith.
So, but you're saying not foul play. The kid, how old was the kid?
He was 20.
Oh, so he's doing it. No, so you mean somebody didn't come, he did it himself.
Right. The theorem was that Howard K. Stern had something to do with giving him drugs, but he had prescriptions for all 5 of the drugs that were found in his system. I think the methadone might have been used in the revival process. I don't know that he necessarily was prescribed methadone.
I can see that. That guy's scum, Howard K. Stern.
He still, I give him the side eye, but still, I don't know necessarily. And if, you know, honestly, I want to think, you always want to think good of people. I want to think if he did have something to do with him taking the drugs that killed him, he didn't know that it would conflict with whatever he was already on.
He knew the guy was that the son was crazy and had suicidal thoughts.
And then he was a linchpin to the money.
And he put all the drugs in the medicine cabinet and left the thing open.
Nice.
Done. Okay. Killer. I can prove that in court.
Go ahead. Lawyer Keith. Keith Locke.
Yeah, hi, Mona. I think I fucked up again.
Britney Spears this week causing a little bit of a kerfuffle. She was supposed to meet up with K-Fed and his lawyer and her lawyer and give a deposition in court this week. She claimed to be too sick to do so. And then she was spotted at 2 a.m. that evening at a gas station getting snacks and gas. She then proceeded to...
Why does she keep going to gas stations?
I don't understand. Gas and coffee are the 2 things this child does. So she was at the gas station getting gas, and she was busy, you know, doing her Britney thing with the paparazzi and acting, you know, floaty and crazy. She got in her car and drove off. And then, you know, the paparazzi always film her. They had to cut the camera to her assistant, who she had left at the gas station, who then had to call Britney and remind her to come back and get her.
Not fair. We left somebody at a gas station on tour. We didn't realize until a half hour later.
But that's a whole bus.
No, it was a small van.
Ah.
There was, in the band were 4 people, including me. Okay, that's the whole band. There was the driver who was the manager of what was going on, because it was 2 vans. So in our van, the driver and his assistant and just the 4 of us. Tiny thing, the sleeper van, you know? And we left her. And then I half wake up and somebody, either I or somebody goes, where is this girl? And we had to drive half an hour back.
Was she the quiet one?
No, we were all like the same. No, it's just, you know, you're in and out of sleep. And so everyone left to get into the, because it's a stop, you know, it's a rest stop. So everyone left. She and I were sleeping still in the van. So everyone's gone. So I'm like, I wake up. We both wake up and we leave. And then I come back and then everybody comes back. And because you constantly think somebody's sleeping in the back or something.
You don't check.
Nobody checked. They just assume that we continue to sleep in there. And I happened to come back before everyone else did. Bye.
Do you guys all like, are you like sheepishly? Are you like, you feel like an asshole?
Now everyone is expressing what an asshole
and then
we feel like.
And then do you feel like more of an asshole when you gotta go, is everybody here? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, yeah. We started a buddy system.
Wow.
It was so
Marco.
Bad.
Marco.
So bad. That's why, like, when we went to Canada, it was after that, and I was like, let me count again, you know? Because,
one more time.
Because even though, like, people do, you know, there were groups of people, let's say, you knew who you were sitting next to. Like,
right.
You still,
especially, I can understand middle of the night.
Nobody's paying, it wasn't the middle of the night.
Oh, I was trying to help.
No, I mean, but you don't sleep normally on tour, so you're sleeping in the middle of the day so that you can perform in the middle of the night, maybe, you know, or hang out or whatever. So it's just bad. Felt so bad, and she knew the most French out of all of us, so she was at least trying to get, but her calling card was out, her wallet was in the car, the manager's phone, who was the only one who was able to have a phone because we were in France, his phone is dead. So, like, everything was stacked against her. She called so much on this calling card that she remembered the calling card number. She called and the phone was dead. She explained to the people, they gave her free water and something at the stop. It was really pathetic. It was so pathetic. And we couldn't even call because nobody remembers shit. Like, we couldn't even call the stop to be like, hey, there's, like, a girl there that we left. Can you just let her know? She started calling the venue because she would be the only one on our tour that would remember what the next venue is, because I'm like, I don't know. I don't even know what venue I was in already, because everything's like...
Well, she spoke it, so yeah.
More than any one of us. So now she's calling the venue. She's trying to figure out how to get there. You know, it's like an hour away from that place.
I would have been like, fuck y'all.
Yeah, I would have been like, you'll find me eventually. I don't know.
Was she crying when you found her?
No, she was okay. I don't know if she had cried already or something. Like, I think she was able to reach her boyfriend, but maybe not. I don't know. It's a weird situation because you're already tired. You're already kind of feeling alone.
It was
no
the tired that would have made me cry. Yeah.
You're frustrated. Like, fuck you now. You know, like, you know, nobody did it on purpose, but goddamn.
But fuck you guys anyway.
I was sleeping, you know, and now you got to do the whole thing.
At least he left it where there was a bathroom.
Yeah, true.
Bet you Hillary Clinton stole a crier. Doesn't mean it dried up her fucking eye ducts.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Nice.
But it's like Russia won something, but I'm dealing with Europe today, and I didn't eat, and I'm tired, I gotta go on these tour things. I know Hillary.
Also, just to get back to Britney for a second, If you have any interest in her second video, it will be premiering tomorrow night on 2020. It's called Piece of Me. And the reason it's premiering is it's a segment about Britney and the paparazzi and their relationship throughout the year this year, because the video does the whole, you know, fake National Enquirer cover, you know, everyone's following me kind
I'm
of
Mrs.
idea.
I'm too fat now, I'm too skinny.
Yeah, it's really Piece of Me, right? It's a piece of her face and somebody else's body.
Yeah. I saw the new ad for her new fragrance. That's not Britney's body.
Really?
It's her face so nicely photoshopped on someone else with scents.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why not? Hey.
Marilyn Manson, trying to stay relevant, decided to put out a press release that his mother has his foreskin from when he was circumcised as a baby. He says she keeps it in
She was crazy too.
You know, she keeps it in a contact lens case and it kind of looks like a shriveled up lifesaver.
Well, now we know what that would look like.
Does he have an album or just don't forget for when I do?
No. Just bookmarking that I'm still here. Oh. There you go.
I find this much easier than writing the whole novel I did before.
I don't want to work or anything, but I just wanted to let you know what's going on with me today.
But why does the news answer that call?
Yeah, I'll be right there.
Like I said, it's the holidays.
Okay.
He faxed it over. You didn't have to actually answer anything.
I see.
And does he have to prove it? I would like to think he had to prove it.
No.
I don't think he did.
No.
I'm going to need a picture.
No. True.
Bullshitter.
True.
You wear makeup and wear the contacts. I think you might be lying to me.
I
want to
see
Sorry
the contact lens case part more than anything.
Yeah.
And finally, the Golden Globes were announced this morning.
Ooh.
In Los Angeles.
Ooh.
They get up super, super early to read out the nominees. This year, the nominees were read by the president of the Foreign Press Association. Hold on, let me fix my eyes. Hold
I was
on,
hoping
sorry.
It'd be George Lopez.
The president of the... Foreign Press Association, along with Dane Cook, Hayden Panettiere from Heroes, she's the cheerleader, Ryan Reynolds, and Quentin Tarantino.
Do you know that Dane Cook looks so much like Ryan Reynolds that I think Ryan
no.
Reynolds take jobs
no,
away
no,
from
no,
Dane Cook?
No, because Ryan Reynolds is hot.
They cover up Dane Cook's side of his face and stuff.
Wait, is that the guy from the
Alanis Morissette's old fiance? No.
Oh, you know what? They do look alike.
No.
They do.
They have the same kind of build and the same kind of structure, but Ryan Reynolds is way hotter.
Ryan Reynolds is way hotter.
Yeah, yeah. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, Blade, that's bananas.
That when he was topless in that killer movie.
Oh, when he was in the backyard? That shit was crazy. Could kill me. I don't care. What's up?
I was shocked more than anything because he plays a doof. A lot of times.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden...
Well, that was coming off of the whole Van Wilder doof streak. So, yeah. And then he just ripped it out.
So, what Golden Globey Globes did Dane Cook announce?
I don't know which ones in particular he announced.
Best Picture Drama, American Gangsta, Atonement, uh-huh. Eastern Promises, The Great Debaters, Michael Clayton, No Country for Old Men, There Will Be Blood.
Now, the thing with the Golden Globes you always have to remember is some of these movies haven't been released yet. Like, The Great Debaters is actually a movie about a debate team, and it's backed by Oprah, so expect to see a lot about that in the next few weeks.
I heard about that on the radio. All they could say is, like... A movie by Oprah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We got to make sure that you understand what's going on. American Gangster, of course, is American Gangster. We all know it's Denzel Washington. It did pretty well in the theaters.
That's a great movie.
No Country for Old Men, I kind of want to see, despite not knowing much about the movie, because the trailer appeared to be a bit awesome.
I hear it's violent.
Yes.
Best Director, Tim Burton.
For Sweeney Todd.
Joel Coen and Ethan Coen. for No Country of Old for Old Men.
Right.
Julian Schnabel for The Driving Bell and the Butterfly.
The
that
Diving Bell
good.
And the Butterfly. It's actually a foreign film.
Oh, it sounds good. Ridley Scott for American Gangster, uh-huh. and Joe Wright for Atonement.
Okay.
All right. Best Actor, George Clooney, Daniel Day-Lewis, James McAvoy, Viggo Mortensen, Denzel Washington. Best Actress, Kate Blanchett, Julie.
You can skip down to best television.
All right. Best TV show. Who's going to win that?
And best TV is comprised of cable as well as broadcast television.
Oh, good for them. Big Love, shit. Damages, Grey's Anatomy, House, Mad Men, and The Tudors. I haven't seen any
Grey's
of these.
Anatomy.
The Tudors is
win.
Actually a pretty awesome series. Grey's Anatomy has been doing well enough, but I have a feeling it's going to be a Big Love year.
Big Love?
Yeah.
What are they writing?
It was
whiny
strong enough.
Women?
It was strong enough in the second season that I could see Big Love winning.
I don't get it.
Great show.
But the problem that's going to happen with the Golden Globes this year is that they need to wrap up the strike because the Writers Guild Association strike. It may affect the Golden Globes because technically all working actors that would be nominated are a part of the Screen Guild Actors Association, and it's a rule that you don't cross a picket line. So there's already some actors that have been nominated, including Katherine Heigl and Jeremy Piven, who was nominated for Entourage. They've said they're not going to cross the picket line. So they may have a reduced guest list this year if the strike keeps up.
What's with this naked painted gold Paris Hilton?
Paris is promoting a new champagne in a can. And I know champagne in a can, it sounds kind of déclassé, but actually it's one of the best ways to keep it as long as you don't keep it refrigerated.
It's just classic.
Yeah, it's a Prosecco. It's overseas and it's called Rich. And ever the philanthropist, Paris has found a way to combine drinking in her quest to help those in Africa because 20% of the proceeds are going to go. It's going to go to charity. So
I'm looking at the picture and they so airbrushed her nipple out. Like yeah. That's where her nipple would be.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just kind of glossed over it.
Because we don't need nipples right now.
Yeah. And we're going to post all these pictures under all episodes on our website.
I was looking for the ad for Big Love. I don't okay. have it handy.
I'm sorry. We're missing out.
Aww.
We said we liked it.
Oh, our ad that we did.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Nice.
What's the deal with Eva Longoria?
I forgot about that one. Eva Longoria and her. She married basketball player Tony Parker. Mm-hmm. And it's coming to light now that he may be doing a little bit on the side.
Gay?
No, a lady friend.
Yeah. A hot lady friend.
Her name is Alexandria Parisson, and she has some text messages. Tony actually speaks fluent French. He has some text messages in French, and they're pretty innocuous, but they're along the lines of when are you coming over, what hotel he's at, are you coming to visit. She's pretty much stayed, Eva Longoria has pretty much stayed quiet about it, but he said that he loves his wife and he is not cheating.
What's so weird is you're doing a press release mm-hmm. to say we're still happy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not obvious that she made you say that. We're fine. I didn't
not
cheat and our marriage is very good.
Not say that, but I think he's in a position where he would totally be the bad guy if he cheated on her because she's a little tiny cute girl from, you know, Desperate Housewives. So.
I just think that's how Hollywood works. Yeah. Like, if somebody says something about you and it's starting to get too big, you have to actually say something.
Well, like, the other day, John Mayer ran into Ricky Lake at a function and he told her that he had a crush on her and they got to talking and
Ricky
whatever.
Ricky Lake?
Ricky Lake. And, like,
isn't she married?
No, she's divorced now.
It doesn't matter. It's cute to say to the
yeah, yeah. It
ones.
Was a cute thing. You know, I've had a crush on you since forever or whatever. I always loved your movies, whatever.
Really?
So it comes out in the press the next day that, you know, he's trying to date her. And she actually had to put out a press release because I think she's dating someone else to basically say, look, he just said that, you know, I like you. I have a, you know, a crush on you and your work. And she's like, I told him right back at you. And that was it. I'm not dating John Mayer.
What kind of insecurity is this?
Do you think that we would care? We'd have to,
no.
like, if we become famous, you think we'd have to put out a press release? No, I'm not sleeping with Spooky.
That means her boyfriend.
Well, that would be a lie.
Right. That means her boyfriend had to go, you put out a press release and you let people know that yeah. I'm what? I'm dating
but I think,
you?
I think with certain rumors, especially with this, because the woman who claims that she slept with him, as far as Tony Parker, she's the one that's releasing things. I think it's damage control on his part that he needs to stop it before it gets out of control. So it's not so much I'm not dating. It's like I'm denying this outright because it is not true.
Oh, yeah, because things like this affect their career negatively somehow.
Endorsement deals, especially for him being a basketball player. Yeah.
He says, I love my wife. She's the best thing in my life, and I have never been happier.
But whenever stuff like this comes out, they usually divorce within a year.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah,
either this or if you do the cover of InStyle Weddings. That's the quickest
really?
Way to get divorced. There have actually been couples that have done the cover of InStyle Weddings, like we're having a wedding this spring, and they've not gotten married.
She says that Tony has been nothing short of the perfect husband.
Don't put that kind of pressure on somebody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Seriously.
The guy says that these claims are completely 100% false and untrue. all high-profile couples fall victim to these sorts of things in the course of the relationship. He absolutely cheated.
Yeah, you're denying it too hard.
Well, here's her thing, the cheatee. Tony Parker.
She's actually really pretty. She's gorgeous. Seen her before. Yeah.
Tony Parker may be making a fast break from wife Eva Longoria, if one can believe the French model who claims she's been having an affair with the NBA star. Alexander Parisant, did you say?
Parisant.
Who has a history of kissing and telling the world yesterday, said that she met Parker at his July wedding.
Yes.
And after weeks of exchanging explicit text messages, they had their first tryst in September at the Park Hyatt Hotel in Paris.
That was my only
question. She has those messages.
That was my only question. How are you at his wedding? Are you friends with the wife if you didn't know him?
Right.
Are you or were you like a guest of a guest?
Are you just a celebrity and then they just invited whoever
in that
they
circle?
Met,
I guess you're pretty and you can turn up, I guess.
She says that, quote, he said that Eva, sexually speaking, does not want to do certain things. She does not she does not want to make love in front of a mirror, does not like certain positions and thinks that sperm gives acne. Now, Eva Longoria knows if that is true or not.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, that's like saying he has a mole in the middle of his back.
Exactly, yeah. Also, another news real quick. In London, England, a book of fairy tales created, handwritten, and illustrated by J.K. Rowling, who did
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, of course. Sold for nearly $4 million at auction.
I believe it to have been $3.98 at Sotheby's.
Oh. The buyer, London art agent Jean Gooden and Fox, now has one of the only 7 copies of The Tales of Beetle the Bard, which is leather-bound with silver mounts. The book originally has been expected to sell for about $100,000. Next thing you know, £1 million, £2 million, all the way up.
Yikes.
Damn soft American dollar.
Yeah.
The money will be left, will benefit the Children's Voice, a charity co-founded in 2005 by Rowling and Baroness Nicholson, a member of British's House of Lords, who
what
are
do
now
have to
ready
do to become a Baroness, because that's awesome to have in front of your name.
You have to kill 2 dragons and a dark unicorn.
Now, do I have to get the horn or just kill the unicorn? Or does it have to be an old unicorn?
You have to show me horn as the proof.
Okay.
Rowling, 42, watched the auction on the website from her home. She didn't even need to show up.
I'm that kind of rich.
If I spend $4 million, I'd like to shake your hand.
But
I think,
see, I understand we're trying to kill the word nigga, but can we say that J.K. Rowling has surpassed nigga rich? It's a whole new kind of rich. That bitch is a billionaire for writing books.
Rowling?
Rowling, I believe.
Harry Potter books have sold nearly 400 million copies, been translated into 64 languages. Well, I saw the movies. Of course it is. Of course it is. The kid has to save the whole fucking day out of a school of 1,000 million wizards.
And we all got magic. None of y'all are normal.
Yeah.
None of you could kick in a fucking power.
How about one of the teachers step up? Where's Harry?
The room of grown ass people, and I gotta save everybody. Me in a hat.
Where's the boy? Where's the boy Wonder Wizard who doesn't know why he's coming in his pants in his sleep?
You know?
Maybe he could stop the dragon.
We got invisible horses sneaking in and killing children, and me and my invisible coat gotta save the day.
That's just it. Harry Potter teaches the school. How about that?
Harry Potter's gonna grow up and be a murderer.
I'm too busy trying to have gay trysts on the side. I can't possibly help
either a murderer or he used the invisible coat to rape. I see Harry Potter becoming a rapist.
You've seen my fan fiction.
Yeah.
Any other news before we get out of here?
No, that's
outstanding. Thank you very much, Patrice.
Not a problem.
Check out popscribe.com.
Don't forget to go to keithandthegirl.com/events. We do have a couple of events coming up in the next couple of weeks. So if you're in the area, we'd love to see you.
All right. We will see you guys Friday at midnight. Every Friday, you can catch us live at the set time of midnight. We'll see you then. Peace.
Say there's too many sparkling wiggles at the party.
Funky niggles at the party.
Say, no sparkling wiggles here.
No sparkling niggles here.
Say, get a job, sparkling wiggle.
Get a job, sparkling niggles. KeithandTheGirl.com